From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Three biologists will share this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine for unraveling the secrets of how living cells divide. Their research has laid the foundation for a whole new field of biology. It could have implications for fighting cancer. Lee Hartwell, who works in Seattle, will share the prize with two Britons, Tim Hunt and Paul Nurse. NPR's Richard Harris has a report.
At the age of 52, Paul Nurse is already a British knight and director general of Europe's biggest cancer research charity, the Imperial Cancer Research Fund. So the news of his Nobel today didn't come as much of a shock. But Nurse says his prize-winning work had a rather humble beginning. Nurse started his scientific career studying botany. Back when he was in graduate school, he started to think about the features that distinguish living things from non-living things.
And one of them is reproduction. And the base of reproduction is, in fact, in cell division. I mean, this division from one to two. And I thought, if we understand that process, we get a bit closer to understanding what life is. And so it was as a basic biological problem that first stimulated my interest.
Nurse decided to study yeast, which are among the simplest organisms that carry their genes on chromosomes within a nucleus. Nurse studied yeast with all sorts of mutations to see if he could identify mutations in genes that are related to how cells grow and divide. He says success came in a eureka moment.
I looked down the microscope and I saw these cells were in fact dividing faster because of the effect of this single gene, and that was very exciting. That was many years ago now, but I still remember it to the day.
That turned out to be one of the critical genes responsible for regulating the life cycle of a cell. And Nurse discovered it wasn't just in yeast. That gene occurs throughout the animal kingdom, including humans. Now, a similar series of experiments had also been underway in Washington State. Lee Hartwell was also a biologist studying yeast, and he too now runs a major cancer research facility, the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, sometimes called the Hutch. And he too had set out to understand the life cycle of the cell.
I knew that there was an important problem and was motivated by an interest in cancer, but I don't think at the time I could be at all confident that what we would find would have any relevance directly to human cancer, as it turned out to be.
A third scientist, Tim Hunt, completes the story of this Nobel. Studying sea urchins, he discovered specific molecules that have a profound influence on the life cycles of cells. These stories were all knit together about a decade ago, when biologists came to realize that the protein molecules Hunt discovered interact with the genes that the other two scientists had found. So the three biologists will share the greatest honor in medicine. Hartwell admitted to some trepidation mixed in with the excitement of the day.
Well, I hope it doesn't change my life. I'm quite happy with the life I got, and maybe it'll help some of the things that we're trying to accomplish at the Hutch. I hope so.
The world of cancer therapy, at any rate, has benefited from this prize-winning research. Drug companies are now experimenting with ways to kill cancer cells by interrupting their drive to divide and proliferate. That line of research is based on the discoveries of these three scientists, and indeed hundreds more who have turned this pursuit into a full-fledged field of biology. The three new laureates, who are also friends, will receive their prizes in December. In fact, Hartwell notes it's the 100th anniversary of the Nobel Prize, so that could mean extra pomp in Stockholm.
That should be very exciting. I'm just delighted to be able to participate in that. It's such a historic thing.
The three will also share the monetary part of the award, which is currently valued at about $950,000. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.